Em, can you believe we started Interview Boss in 2021?
Not really. It's insane. That's a lot of episodes and a lot of hours of talking.
Oh my gosh, it is. And if you're scrolling through all of our episodes, you might scroll straight past something that you really, really needed.
Yes, we're always getting messages from people asking us to do an episode on something, and I'm like, we already have.
So we've put together playlists to help you find the episodes that are exactly what you need, suited to your situation.
They're all categorized. If you're applying for jobs, we have episodes about resumes, cover letters, job ads. If you've been offered your dream job, we have episodes on resigning, exit interviews, and how to impress at your new company.
And we even have a very special playlist that's very popular for if you have an interview coming up immediately and you need just our most recommended hard-hitting episodes between now and then.
For all our last-minute listeners. It's all there for you. You can browse by category and check out all the playlists at interviewboss.com.au/podcast. Everyone, and welcome back to Interview Boss. My name's Emma. I'm a second-year journalism student who's teamed up with my sister to give you advice, inspiration, and support when you're looking for a new job. Sarah is a HR and recruitment professional, and together we're excited to give you guys all the tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes knowledge to help you in your career.
Hey, Em, and hello, everyone. Today, the Interview Boss crew are talking about job interviews.
Exactly. You've applied for the job, your awesome resume got the attention of the recruiter, and you've landed an interview. This is your chance to shine, but I can't be the only one who gets a bit anxious about interviews.
Yeah, Em, I think your last interview, you called me a couple of times beforehand, wanting a bit of reassurance. Yeah,
definitely.
So it's really normal to be nervous. Job interviews are a bit like first dates. You're worried about if they're going to like you. Is it going to be awkward? Are you going to hear from them afterwards, or are they going to ghost you? But it can be a bit helpful to think of it a bit like a date. It's just as much you working out if you like them as if they like you.
So, yeah, completely normal to be nervous, absolutely. But one of the best ways to not be nervous or to be less nervous is to do your research. If you are well-researched and you don't feel like you're aimlessly walking in there with no clue what's going on, you're going to feel so much better. And these are the things you should research.
Absolutely. This episode is all about how you can prepare for that interview that you've got coming up.
Right. So I guess the first step to do really is to just heavily research the company, scope them out, do a little research. Let's be honest. Sometimes if we're applying for a job, we've never even heard of the company before, but you need to become a little mini expert in them. Research them, stalk them, check out their websites. Do they have social media? Watch some of their videos, suss out their company culture. Is there like an event they're famous for, or just really become an expert on that company?
Absolutely. It's really important to do your research about the company you're going to be interviewing with. So some things that you may not have thought of is looking at their social media pages, checking out their YouTube channel, anything that you can find out about the company, even if it's just how do the people who work there dress going to work every day. That can be helpful trying to work out what you should wear to your interview as well, if they're really corporate or they're really casual. Then what I'd recommend you do is you actually write a sentence or two about what the business does, and like a summary of just what they do in general, and then also something interesting that you discovered about them.
Definitely a good one. That's actually happened to me in an interview before. One of my first interviews after leaving school, they said, "So tell us about our company." And luckily I had researched, but imagine if you hadn't and you were like, it just would be a massive red flag for them if you don't even know what they're about. So
absolutely.
Yeah, that would be handy. Have a pre-planned little sentence or two about what they do and what drew you to the company.
The other thing I've seen though is someone has done tons of research, but they've almost gotten too deep and they can tell you what the, you know, financial director wears to work, but they can't summarize in a really easy way what the business does. So that's why that comes in handy. Summarize it first so that you've got something you can just say if you get that question, because it can be a bit of a curveball. So the last thing you should be researching about the company as well is their mission and their values. Companies are really big on their values, particularly us HR people. And if there's an HR or recruitment person in the interview, they're going to love their values. So go through them. You don't have to memorize them all, but pick your favorite one. And then you've got another piece of information that you can throw out if they ask you something about the company. You can say,
sprinkle in the company catchphrase.
Yeah, my favorite value is, you know, embrace whatever it is that their value is.
Great. So we're thoroughly going to research the company, but not only that, we also can research and do a bit of stalking on our interviewer. Now, I recently landed myself an internship, so I've only just had an interview and I stalked my interviewer, and actually he was hard to stalk. He did not have much of a presence.
He was.
I'm sure in other cases.
I tried to help.
Yeah, he hit the mystery man. But in most cases, I think people that are hiring people are going to have platforms. I guess the first place to look would be LinkedIn, definitely.
Yeah.
The
company website.
Yeah, anyone who's anyone in the business world is there. Google, classic Google stalk. And also a picture's good, just to know their face, I think. Sometimes you can feel awkward if you're running into the front desk, you're like, I'm here for the interview, and you're waiting. Every person that walks by the corridor, you're like, oh, is that them? So it's good to just be like, yep, short, like Dave, black short hair, five foot, you know.
Glasses. I actually had this happen to me. So luckily I'd researched my interviewers because as I was coming, trying to get in the front door and trying to buzz to be let in, someone came up behind me and they were coming to the same door as me carrying a tray of coffees. And I recognized him as the person who was interviewing me. So I was able to introduce myself as opposed to going, oh, I'm looking for so-and-so, and it being a bit awkward. So we ended up being able to have a chat on the way in, but because I had recognized him from his photo. So I've heard that a lot of the time you run into someone in the elevator.
Yeah.
Very helpful to know what they look like if you can.
Incredible. So we've done our research, we've stalked our interviewer, we're feeling good, but we need to get a career story. This is the big one. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we talked about this in our last episode in talking about storytelling. This is where people go wrong with their interview prep. So this is the part where you're actually working out what you're going to say and preparing some answers to some of those interview questions. I feel like what most people do when they're preparing for an interview is they Google interview questions and then they try and think of the perfect example for each question. Like, tell me about a time you've overcome a problem. And they try and think of the perfect example where they've overcome a problem. And it's actually the complete wrong way to go about it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So what you actually want to start with is your experience and work backwards from there. So first thing you should do is list out the things that you really want to mention in the interview. So what are the what are the things you're most proud of in your career? What are the challenges you've faced, achievements you've made, or side projects you've done? You maybe study that you've done recently or something like that. Things that you want to make sure that when you walk out of there, you had a chance to say something about it. So, Em, what's one thing in your career that you're really proud of so far?
Hey, Interview Boss listeners, if the podcast just isn't doing it for you and you need way more help to prep for your next interview, we have the perfect thing for you. Interview Academy. Em, tell us all about it.
This is huge. This is the love child of Sarah after doing hundreds of one-on-one coaching sessions, finding out what people struggle with the most, common mistakes. Sarah has created the ultimate course that you can do in your own time, self-paced, heaps of modules, videos, interactive quizzes, a workbook that will become your Bible by the end that you can take with you into your interview. Because if you're a long-time listener, you know that we endorse taking notes into your interview. It's a game changer.
Check out more about it at interviewboss.com.au/interview academy.
Probably my articles. I've written some online articles recently and had my first one published in hard copy local magazine, and that has been amazing. I've interviewed so many cool and just passionate people. It's been a great experience.
Yeah. See, and if you started thinking about, you know, what was your biggest challenge or something like that, you wouldn't necessarily have writing one of your online articles come to mind. But if you walked out of an internship interview and you hadn't mentioned that, you'd be doing yourself a disservice, because even just then you were so passionate talking about it because it's one of the things that you're really proud of. So you definitely want to mention it. So let me show you how to make sure it comes up. So first thing you want to do is go through any information that you've got about the job. So that might be the ad. You might have a position description available if they've sent it to you, and list out what they're looking for in the role. So sometimes this comes under like a section that says, here's what we're looking for, required skills, something like that. If they don't, you'll have to do this a bit yourself and just be a bit generic. You know, if it's a customer service role, they're going to want customer service skills. For
take a wild guess. Yeah.
And so list out those categories. Then once you've got your examples of the things that you want to mention, things that you want to bring up, like your online articles, categorize those under each of those criteria. So you'd go, okay, where can I fit that in? Maybe I could fit that in under, you know, talking to different stakeholders. Maybe I could fit it in under customer service.
Attention to detail.
Yeah, depending on what job you were going for, you could make that work for a lot of different questions. And then if there's any criteria left that you don't have any examples for, you'll need to come up with something else. So that's the point at which you do start to think, okay, I've got nothing for overcoming a hurdle or something like that. You may have to think of something specific for that question. But that way you've got all of your best content ready to use for all of the key criteria. And I don't want people to focus on the perfect answer for that question. Think about those things that you want to mention. This is something I always try and communicate to job seekers. You've got to think about that person on the other side of the desk to you. Why are they asking you that question? They don't want to know the exact specific
technical answer.
The exact specific time that you had three things due and you couldn't get them done. They just want to get to know you. They're just asking you a question to prompt some kind of an answer about your experience to go a bit deeper. They're not too fussed as to whether that was the perfect customer service, you know, thing that you've done in your whole career. The best thing for you is going to be showing all the things that are best about you. I think it's a real mindset shift.
Yeah, I was just going to say that is a big change, because I know that's such a classic thing. Oh, I've got an interview, shit, look up some interview questions, try and think of all the tricky ones they could ask. But you're right, we really should be thinking about what are the things that need to be mentioned no matter what after I leave out of there. And yeah, that's the right way to think about it. Yeah. Work backwards from that.
The idea that someone would Google what's the right way to answer this question. Imagine everyone came in and just said the same thing they got off Google, which was, you know, my biggest weakness is I work too hard or whatever.
Can we talk about that for a minute? Because that is my most hated interview question ever, when they say, what's your biggest weakness? It happened to me once in a job interview and I panicked because I had spent all my time preparing G'ing myself up. Like, you practice talking about how great you are, and then they just threw that in there and I was like, oh shit. And then I was taking a while to answer and I was like, oh, I'll just have a think about that. That's a really good question. And I'm thinking and I'm panicking going, Emma, say something, because otherwise they're going to think that you think there's nothing wrong about you. And I don't think that, I just can't think, but I don't want to out myself. And I think I ended up saying something cliche like that. Like, oh, I can be reluctant to ask for help because I'm a something disgusting. And like, probably hate that. But also, what answer do they want? Do they want you to be like, well, I fucking suck at time management, to be honest with you, Karen? Like, they don't, you can't say
what are they, what are they looking for there? Why do you think, Em, someone would ask that question? What are they looking for?
I don't know. That's, I'm asking you.
Self-awareness. Why,
what do they want from me?
Self-awareness. That's what they're looking for. They want to know, is the person in front of me going to be able to take feedback? Does this person in front of me understand that they are not perfect at everything?
Give me an example. Give me an example of one that you can say that's not too intense and just going to throw all your everything about you out, but something that's not cliche.
It should be genuine. It should be something really genuine that you're trying to work on.
Give me an example.
So, for example, I said in an interview recently, that one of my weaknesses is probably that I'm a bit of an open book. So when I'm happy and excited about something, everybody can tell. I'm in the best mood ever. I'm bouncing around the office. But if I'm having a bad day, I'm also not very good at hiding that either. So I'll be quiet. I won't say much to anyone. And sometimes that can rub off on the rest of the office, and it can be a bad thing if there's something really stressful that I'm dealing with. So I think the key there is be genuine. Like, actually think about something that you personally know is a bit of a weakness for yourself. I don't think you should say to them, oh, I made this terrible mistake and this is what I've always been told I'm bad at and whatever. But something genuine that you've reflected on to say, I have thought about this, and I sometimes do talk over the top of people, or, you know, I sometimes do rush my work or procrastinate. Reflection. Yeah, I think what's going to come.
What if you're perfect like me?
You know what? I've had people say nothing. There's nothing. That's my weakness. I can't think of anything. Can you imagine how much of a turnoff that is? Who wants to manage someone who's perfect?
Oh, yeah. You're better off saying the perfectionist lame, vague answer than saying nothing. Like, come on. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Don't say you have no weaknesses. It's a terrible idea. I think that's the really key point that we're trying to say here, though, is make sure that you're jotting down what you want to mention in this interview and make it yours, as opposed to worrying about what questions might come up. Work out how you can make your examples fit to the questions.
And speaking of questions, at the end, we know every interviewer ever will say, have you got any questions? And little pro tip, if you don't know this already, if you say no, you're a dumb bitch. Have some questions. Have some questions. Show some interest. Act like you care, even if you don't. Show some curiosity. So what do you think are some good ones?
Yeah, so we could probably do a whole episode on this. And you know what? We probably will. But I think the key thing here is be genuinely curious. Imagine you were starting this job tomorrow. I think people who say, I've got no questions, you just think, we've only been here 20 minutes. Do you really think that you know everything about this full-time job in 20 minutes? Surely you've got a question.
So much to ask.
Yeah. And
I've got my go-tos. I have the whole it's a bit cliche, but what's the company culture like, or what would a typical day look like? And then they can give you a little rundown. What's been your ultimate career highlight with this company, or what's your favorite thing? And generally people love talking about themselves. So that one's usually a great one. And they're like, back in 2016, I blah, blah, blah. It shows them you're interested.
You can tie this in with some of your research as well. If you know that your interviewer has been there 6 years, so what's kept you at X company for 6 years?
Yeah, all boom. Yeah. Sprinkle in the research.
But I also like to ask questions that I genuinely want to know the answers to. So something about that I would be interested in coming into a new job is, what kind of systems do you use? Because I've used a few, but I have some that I really like. Do you use the ones that I really like? Because that'd be a huge bonus. Job specific questions, like, for example, if you're going into a call center role, how many calls would I need to answer per day? Those sorts of things of, like, what are the common questions that customers ask?
Logistics.
Yeah, what do you actually want to know about that job? But definitely prepare some questions that you want to ask. I would say 3, maybe 4 questions, just in case they cover one of them. Write them down. And I know I told you this, Em, and you were like, really? Bring them with you in a notebook.
I felt like a loser. I did, because you're already nervous. You don't, and I don't know, you just feel nerdy and you're like, oh yeah, I've just prepared some. But I'm glad I did, because I would have probably forgotten them. I don't know. Sarah made a good point. She was like, what would you be doing if you did have the internship? You'd be carrying around a notepad and taking notes and remembering things, and that's what you're doing now. And I was like, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
I need to stop being weirdly afraid of that.
And I think you've got to think about, what does the behavior say about you as well? So it's not only what are you saying.
I'm switched on. Look, I brought a cute little notepad. How good am I?
This is a preview of me in a meeting being prepared, bringing notes, having something with me. Yeah, I definitely am.
Everything here is so deep. Everything you do is so deep. Like, this goes and this. Wow.
Definitely. And then Yeah, I mean, there's so many more things that we could touch on with interviews, with first impressions, what to wear, all of that kind of thing. But I think what we've covered today is really that preparation stage. When you're sitting at home, you've still got a few days to go for the interview. What are the things that you can be working on and rehearsing to make sure that you're confident on the day? And I think we're going to have another interview podcast episode, because we need to cover all the stuff about actually turning up, all the logistics. There's much more.
But this is a good shell. This is the guts of it. Yeah. This is the how-to, the step one before you even show up, the most important stuff.
And it's so important. If you get this right, you'll be nailing that interview and they'll be going, wow, this person is amazing. She's ticked all these boxes. All these amazing things have come out that we've talked about. And they'll be absolutely so excited to bring you in again or to make you that offer.
So good. Well, there you have it, everyone. Please, I hope you've gotten, if you've gotten anything from this, do not search the day before hard interview questions. Don't do that. Listen to us. We know what's up. Prepare in the ways we've said. And that's all for today. Wrap your ears around us next week.
See you, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening to Interview Boss. If you want to hear more from us, make sure you hit subscribe. We're a new podcast, so if you liked this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you could give us a review so we can help even more people. For more advice, inspiration, and a supportive community, join us in the Interview Boss Facebook group.
We've been your job search besties and helped you in some way. There's a cool way you can support the show. Shout us a virtual coffee.
We get a huge kick out of reading all of your success stories. Head to buymeacoffee.com/interviewboss and shout us a cuppa.
If you keep us caffeinated, we can keep the content coming.